Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host Ekta, and I'm super excited today because I have been loving this hair care line. I mean, I'm always looking for good hair care, and I found it. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founders of Odell Hair Care, Lindsay Holden and Britta Chatterjee. So welcome to the show, Lindsay and Britta. I'm so excited that you guys are here.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
I would love to get started and talk about how you guys met and how Odell came about. Maybe Lindsay, you can get us started.
Sure. Well, we're actually, there's another co-founder as well. Her name is Shannon, and she didn't join us today. And we all, Britta and I actually go way back. We met about 10 plus years ago in business school and have been plotting what to do on our own terms ever since. So both went on to gain some amazing experience. We're based in Minneapolis. And I went to Target for a while. Britta was at General Mills, always in merchandising, CPG, the brand world. And it was when Britta moved to start consulting for some independent companies that she ended up meeting Shannon, who is the operations arm of our business.
Wow, that's awesome. Britta, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I mean, that's pretty accurate. I bounced around quite a bit ever since grad school. And when I left General Mills and then I went to Target, and I actually left because I became a mom and I was like, I can't handle this. And Lindsay and I actually first started, we took a pass at starting a baby gear company, and just really wanted something that was simple and beautiful, and everything just kind of spun, staying in the beauty industry, meeting Shannon, and it all just really came together kind of over nap time, actually.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, I love that you guys actually went to business school together. That's really cool.
Yeah. I'm realizing now that it was over 10 years ago.
We don't need to. Get that out loud.
You look the same. To me, you look the same.
Yeah.
I mean, we think we look the same.
Yeah. Good thing our videos.
I feel the same way. I think none of us really realize that we've gotten older.
Yeah, no, you don't until you see like how much we've multiplied, like how many children there are now.
Sounds like an organism. Like you don't know until you multiply.
You know, I love that. Little people.
I know, but I mean, you ask. How Odell came to be, and I'd say motherhood was a pretty central part of it. It was super central in terms of our career paths. I think after my third kid, I'm just like, oh my gosh, what's next for me outside of this large, corporation? And there's just no way to figure that out, being a mom of three and holding down that job. And so I took a pause with absolutely zero plan whatsoever in terms of what's next. And that coincided really nicely with Britta's timing. So I think for the first time we had the space to think about, like, what is it that we could make happen? And we, back to the nod to motherhood, your shower is always this shared space. And we were kind of looking at, the shampoos and the hair care we were using. And at least when, Britta was at consulting with this other beauty company, and I'm like, wait a minute, you're telling me my salon grade fancy shampoo that I'm spending $40 a bottle on is full of junk. And, I'm also not sharing it because it costs $40. And, my husband's hair isn't worthy, and I'm not putting it on my kids because it's not clean. So that was kind of the beginning of the conversation that we thought, we could do this better.
Yeah, we can do better. We can have, we can have something that performs really well, remove all the reasons and barriers to sharing, and is beautiful and is all the things. And we had between the three of us, we had the backgrounds to do something about it. So
I love that. And, I think, that's a very, very good point that you guys brought up, because we have like coveted items, And we want to assume that they're great and they're doing everything we want them to do. But then, when you do a deep dive, it can be very disheartening sometimes with some of these bigger brands. So I love that you guys gained inspiration from that. And I love that motherhood was at the center, because I feel like when you, you know, I'm not a mom, but correct me if I'm wrong, when you become more aware of what's good for children and not, it really makes you look at, you know, what you're putting on your body, in your body, you know what I mean? All that. So
totally. Yeah.
So I want to talk about what you guys found in those products that you really did not like and you did not want to incorporate in Odell.
I can speak to that having been in the industry for a while. Actually my entrance into it, and I'm under at different various points in my career, I've been under a lot of different NDAs. So I actually struggled with infertility and I tried all of these different, I tried every possible path. And one of them started with, I went on a full detox and I joined this like yoga group. And I remember sitting through this presentation that talked about all the chemicals that are in beauty products and how they're not regulated and how it's more the amount, you know, that we keep putting things onto our body over and over and over and over again. And yeah, it was just sort of the same where I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And it was never like a, oh my gosh, sound the alarms for me. It was more of a gradual understanding of all of the different things that go into our food that go, there's my Minnesotan accent. And then what goes into our beauty products. And I would say, you know, for us, the way that we look at clean is it really should be table stakes. There are a lot of things that really just come down to the preservative system or formaldehyde donors, you know, things that we know don't need to be in there, but they've just been in there for a couple of reasons. Sometimes they're just cheaper. Sometimes it's just because they have been in use for so long that it just gets unnoticed. But you know, really looking at the clean list, and we follow, you know, the EU guidelines, and then we also are, of course, Target Clean compliant. And that's really
that's basically saying there is nothing bad in these products.
it's like such a hard, we even have to be careful in how we talk about it because it also depends on personal preference. I mean, I have friends who won't use things that have any preservative in it and they want it to be refrigerated. Yeah. You know, so I think it's dependent on the person. And for us, you know, in personal care, there's always going to be chemicals. But are those chemicals safe for use? Have they been proven to be safe for use? Have they, and it's also constantly evolving. You know, we're always learning something new. I'm always looking at research and how ingredients are being flagged, you know, how they're being regulated for usage level, because nothing is also black or white, like preservative systems, for example. If you don't have a preservative system in your product, mold is also really bad too. So, I think for us, it's just a constant evaluation and constantly asking ourselves how we can do better. And again, going back to motherhood, like when you're looking at your kids and we are putting our products on our children every single day, I mean, that's kind of the place that we're coming from.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. It really makes sense. And I wanted to say, look, I brought this point up before, but I think especially with hair care, you know, I don't think you realize how sensitive you are to hair care until something starts happening. For me, it was cystic acne. Like I couldn't use, you know, Pantene anymore because I realized that every time I used it, I would have these terrible cystic acne breakouts. And it was like, you know, it took me the longest time to figure out where it was coming from. I thought it was just general skin health issues. So, you know, I was putting skincare products on and all this stuff, but then I realized it's my hair care. You know, so it's like, it really just shocked me. And so, you know, I want to actually make that point because I think with hair care, people don't realize that it's going to affect your skin. You know what I mean? It's going to, when you're in the shower, all of it runs down your body and all of that really does impact your skin. So it's more than just taking care of your hair.
And that's even like in my family, my husband, when we were engaged, actually, he started to lose pigment in his skin and he was freaking out about it, which I should have been more freaked out about it because he has really dark skin and he was having white blotches show up. And he was told by one dermatologist that it was, you know, an incurable disease. And then he went home to his other dermatologist and she was like, no, this is what you have, dermatitis. And it's from the products that you're using. So we had to switch all of his hair care. We switched all of our skincare products. And so that's also, you know, one of the reasons all of our products are dermatologist tested. And one of the reasons too, that we use natural fragrance. I mean, a lot of these choices, there's a very personal aspect of our own experiences with our families that went into, yeah. you know, kind of combining that with what we saw in the industry as well.
I love that. I really love that. Now I want to talk about, you know, and because you guys have a clarifying shampoo and I am obsessed with it. Like I, you know, for me, like I have very thick hair and I have a lot of it. So for me, a clarifying shampoo is actually something that I think I use more than people usually use. So it's very important is what I'm saying in my routine. And I absolutely love yours. So, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, just that product and what you use that qualifies as clean beauty, but actually, because it works really well for really cleaning out any residue buildup. So I want to know like what, you know, the ingredients in is what I mean.
Sure. Well, one, you know, whenever we develop new product, we want to make sure that they're clearly differentiated from what exists in our total lineup, right? It's got a reason for being. There's going to be no confusion why I should use this one versus this one. They each have like a very clear purpose. And that one, I think we were very excited to introduce this last year. Yeah. It's just your weekly reset, right? It's getting your hair back to neutral, no matter if you have a scalp that tends to get oilier faster, or you use a lot of product to help control, you know, for frizz or define your curls that could build up with use. Yeah. But we have... In it, there's a chelation technology that's really efficient at pulling those impurities out of your hair, whether it's product buildup or whether it's mineral deposits from your water. And then it's paired with a mild but efficient like surfactant system. And so that duo is what gives you that really efficient clean. I don't want to say it's like, squeak, you know, it can feel
it's not
like,
squeaky clean. It's like efficient clean. You're right.
Yeah, because you don't want it to be too harsh. So
right.
You don't want to overstrip. You want your color to be protected. And so it's that like magic combination that we landed on that's just been, I mean, phenomenal.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful product. And, you know, I really want to say that because for me, I used clarifying shampoos for a long time. And I kid you not, my hair was fried even after I was putting conditioner on and, you know what I mean, doing treatments. It just was too harsh. So I completely get you when you say effective because it's, or efficient because it is. It's a beautiful product. It does what it is supposed to do, but my hair is definitely not stripped at the end of it. So
good.
Yeah. I have super oily scalp, and I was just telling Lindsay this because the clarifying shampoo, I'm actually using it probably every 3 days, even though.
Yeah, same.
Say more than once a week. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Cause it is still, and I have, you know, I definitely color my grays, and I mean, it's a color safe clarifying shampoo too. So that really is.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So I love that. And you know what, actually, now that we're talking about products, I want to talk about another one that I love is your styling cream. That's the air dry cream. Oh my God. My God. Everyone listening out there, if you are like anything like me and you don't have time to style any part of your hair, buy this product. I've been blown away with the results I've gotten. I mean, honestly, this is what I look for my entire, I guess, life for a styling product because I don't blow dry my hair. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't curl it. I don't do anything to it. So it's like when I get out of the shower, I want something that I can put in my hair and it's going to look great. And it does. Like it looks awesome. No frizz. You know what I mean? All the things you don't want your hair to do, it helps me, you know, control that. So I want to talk about that product. How did you guys come up with that? And what was the vision with that?
I mean, we'll talk about timing. We're laughing because we launched our business and then 3 months later, a pandemic hit. So the timing was also perfect in terms of people just kind of taking a step back on their personal maintenance. But I'd say in general, you know, we're real people, moms, limited time, limited patience for multi-step routines. And so we were pretty excited for all the reasons you just mentioned for a one and done product. And so that's where that one came from, is just based on the reality of like what we have time for. And it's definitely been a fan favorite. I think too, there's a renewed focus and like just overall hair health, and, you know, heat tools are, and styling tools are great, but, they're not great for your hair. And so just a lighter leave-in that's got slight hold that lets you own kind of your natural, I call it, you know, maybe I call it because I do it all the time, like kind of messy look, and just rock what you've got. And whatever that natural texture is why this one I think is working so well and has been so well received as well.
Absolutely. No, it really does leave your natural texture. And for me, like, I've got a little bit of wavy hair, so it's like my waves come out and I don't look, you know, greasy. Cause that's what I have. My problem with styling creams is that, you know, it just weighs my hair down so much. And I'm like, and it doesn't do anything because I don't style it. So like, sure. The cream didn't do it. So, you know, I really love the product as well. And I'm so glad everyone's been loving it. I want to actually talk to you guys about what, you know, your vision is for this line. I mean, do you want to grow it even more? Or like, are you happy with the products? Like, how did you guys, you know, decide that from a business end when you were first launching, like how big you wanted to get?
Well, I think if you ask any team of entrepreneurs, they're going to say, we want to get as big as we can possibly get. But I think for us, whenever we look at product development, we're really, I mean, and truly like our who we are, even in our own personal style, we are not, we don't want to overcomplicate it. We don't want to make it confusing. We want to maintain that any product that we do come up with, like the clarifying shampoo, for example, it has a very specific purpose and need and reason for being. So it's not just something that's going to, you know, end up in your product graveyard. And really every product has a story like that, like the leave-in detangling tonic that was driven by partially us with longer hair, but really our kids of like, you know, my daughter has these beautiful curls and I can't get a comb through it without her, you know, bawling tears. And so, I think for us, we are going to continue to grow, but it's constantly for us that balance of, we're not just going to launch things just to launch things. It really has to have a reason for being. And we also ask our community for a lot of feedback on that. You know, what do you want us to develop next? You know, what is it that you wish that Odell would make for you and why? And so we're constantly taking in that kind of feedback and then looking at, you know, what can we make the best and can we make it clean? I think, that's another challenge that's really fun when we look at certain products that, and I can't talk about it yet cause we haven't launched them yet, but where you have, you know, the kind of the gold standard does have, let's say, some chemicals in it that we don't want to use. You know, having that challenge with our chemist of, okay, how can we make this and make it just as good, but without these ingredients? And that takes a little bit longer of a development cycle, but I think we have fun with that challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you guys' price points are phenomenal, by the way. I mean, I don't know how you do it and keep your prices so low. Like what has been the process of that? Because like you said, you know, most people are charging $40 for a thing of shampoo these days. Yeah. So can you guys tell me a little bit about the accessibility and the, you know, the price points and stuff?
For us, everything is efficiency. I mean, we have to keep things. And I can say that, you know, the margins that we take as a company are a bit lower than what I've seen in the industry for sure. Yeah. But for us, it really truly is about that efficiency and not just trying to make everything for everyone. We don't have a swollen marketing budget, you know, like word of mouth is extraordinarily important for us.
I would add, you know, we're just firm believers that crazy good does not have to be crazy expensive, you know, and like you can get crazy good for $12.99 or $11.99, you know? So I think that
it's hard.
That's true, right? Exactly. But like, make sure, you know, if we can make, we look to where we could gain efficiencies. Like we have a stock bottle, but we made sure it was beautiful. And we just want to pass along like the biggest investment in the goop itself, because we could make, you know, promises up and down and make the most beautiful bottle. And frankly, I do think our bottle is beautiful, even though.
Oh my God. It has such Copenhagen vibes. Like I was just telling somebody that, because I'm obsessed with Denmark. And I was like, this is genuinely something someone would design in Copenhagen. Like it's so beautiful.
Well, we are from the North, right? Yeah. So I think, but it's true. Cause if it didn't work, like nobody's going to come by us again. So it's like, we just made sure that the majority of our investment was in the product itself. So it would perform and we'd get those enthusiastic reviews.
And I mean, you have, I mean, almost every product you guys have is like, you know, it's been an award winner. It's been recognized by very reputable publications. So I want to really congratulate you guys on that, because that, I think that speaks volumes for a brand when you go onto their site and you're looking at the products and everything has been, you know, like tested and, you know, just really acknowledged from the industry. So that's huge. And I love that you guys have gotten that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Still feels like weird to hear you say that. Like we're looking, because we've barely been even been able to be together. And it's like, holy shit, we did.
We did it. I think it's, the point is like, we could tell you whatever we want to tell you, but what matters more is what other people are saying about you in this circumstance.
Yeah. So. No, absolutely. I agree. And I think that, you know, people need products like this, honestly, because right now the market is so saturated that I think for me as a consumer, like I'm looking for, you know, what is going to work and what is not going to kill my, you know, my wallet. Like it's huge. That's a huge concern right now, especially with COVID and like everyone's coming out of that. And, you know, so it's very, very important. And I think what you guys are doing is just, it's beautiful. One thing I do want to ask is, have you expanded into any big retailers, or are you guys looking to expand into any big retailers?
Not right now. We're with Target exclusively. Okay. That's been a great partnership.
They're our bestie.
Yeah. We love them. So
that's awesome.
We're at full chain Target nationwide distribution, and that's been fantastic.
That's awesome. And what about international? You guys should really, like, I'm like trying to tell them, everyone listening is like, Ecto, stop. But seriously, you need to make this product available to everybody. Like
I know. I know we get inquiries all the time, and we just need to build our team, right? Are you know anyone who no, but we need to build our team. It's been a year, right, for everybody. And so I don't think we would have thought that it would just be the three of us at this point, some incredible contract support, but we are just now looking to start building our team to take advantage of more of those amazing opportunities as they come up.
And I think too, that's the other piece of this brand. I mean, we're obsessive, and whatever we're going to do, we want to make sure that we can do it really well. And so, you know, giving our international customers the same sort of experience that our US customers can have with accessibility and where we are, and, you know, to do that well takes a little bit of time. So it's, you know, we're working on it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. And I, you know, I really hope you guys become international, because, you know, for hair care, I can say as a woman of color, it's something that we're very like, you know, like it's very, very dear to every woman's heart, I think, hair, you know, it's like, we want something that we can trust. And for me, like, you know, I know with my skincare products, I'm like, okay, well, I'll try this serum, you know, and if it doesn't work, I'll try it. But with my hair care, I'm like, no, this has to work, and I'm going to stick to it till it works. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's like, it's very important. It's like a ritual. It's like, you know, it's sacred. So I think it's really important.
You can tell right away if it works or if it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot easier to measure than an investment serum for your face. You know.
Right. So, you know, I want to actually ask you guys about just like the business aspect. Have there been any hurdles or like, you know, things you had to overcome when you were creating your line? I mean, any stories you have about, you know, moments where you're like, oh my God, we have to deal with this now, that kind of thing.
The pandemic. I have a video of my daughter, who at the time was 2. And I'm, you know, obsessive compulsive about Excel and math and whatever. And I was sitting there after, you know, all of this news. I mean, we had just set in stores. We were only a few weeks old. And then it was like, oh my gosh, like this thing is here, which we had actually learned about it early because we knew something was going on with a few components that we had sourced. And then looking at the data in Seattle, Washington, that the sales were down like 40% or something. So I start, you know, applying that to our entire business model and just, you know, like freaking out. And then I come back, like I walked away to get water and I come back and my daughter is just banging on the keys. And I was like, you know what? She's just about like, this is it. This is one of those things where we've built this thing. We've put our blood, sweat, and tears into it. And now we don't know what's going to happen. And I think, in some ways it was a blessing because we had been running for so fast and so hard for so long that it was like, we kind of took a step back and the three of us just kind of held hands and said, okay, what do we need to do in order to make it? Yeah. And so to now look a year later and see the success that we're having, I mean, that was, it posed a million challenges our way. I mean, you're talking lead times on componentry. Shannon is a magician. I mean, things that maybe you could get in 6 or 8 weeks to plan against your demand were taking, you know, in some cases it's still been 50 weeks and we still haven't gotten it.
Wow.
So there were a lot in, and then chemical supply shortages and, you know, the supply chain for any company working through COVID has been exceptionally hard. And then on top of that, just not being together and homeschooling our kids.
Yeah. And I was going to say, it's like we had to wear all the hats.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Like my kids didn't go back to school until February. It was a hard year for a lot of reasons, but I was also so grateful. Yeah. It's like, this is on our terms. Right. And and we're just so, like we had the ability to be flexible with each other and say, you know what? Yes, we'll get to it, but not till midnight. And just giving each other grace throughout the whole process because it was unthinkable, right? Yeah. And the whole world just lived through that. So
I have so many memories of you. Like, I was thinking about this the other day, just sitting on the floor of my basement.
Yeah.
You know, or like just, right, we would, you know, we opened an office and then the office closed.
There was literally not one Zoom call I had where one child was not a visitor, you know, like in the process, but we were also very lucky that like Target did a fantastic job, you know, flexing into the new world. Right. And I do think that helped with some of our discovery, because they were able to fulfill orders in, you know, creative ways and stay open.
And Target is like, it's just the coolest place to shop beauty. Like, I love going to Target. I think I enjoy it better than like Sephora sometimes. I don't know what I'm gonna find, and it's just a cool experience. So I'm glad you guys are in Target, honestly. I mean, accessibility, I'm noticing, you know, after all the interviews, it's really huge right now, and especially because people aren't going out as much, you know what I mean? And when they do go out, it's very selective where we go. So I'm glad that you guys picked Target, and that's awesome. I wanted to just, you know, I just want to tell everybody listening, this is truly a really great line, you guys. You know, for hair care, there's not a lot of options out there. There's not stuff that makes sense. Like, and if you're like me, I use like so much product. Like, I have so much hair. Like, if someone saw my hair, they would understand. But like, I love your price points, and I really appreciate how accessible your products are. So, you know, many, many congratulations on the new line and the new launches. And I wish you guys nothing but success.
Thank you so much. Jinx.
Thank you. Everyone listening out there, you know, definitely check out Odell Beauty. It's a beautiful line, like I said, and leave us some comments, some feedback. If you guys have any questions for Britta or Lindsay or their team, just let us know in the comments and we'll pass them along. And stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.